school. The issue here, beloved, is primarily not theological, it is ethical. It is not their theology that unmasks them, it is their morality that unmasks them. You understand that? It is not their theology that is covert. It is their morality that unmasks them. And he says, they even deny the master who bought them. And that completes the analogy of the despotess. Some people have wondered why he added who bought them. It's because a master, a despotess of a house, bought the slaves, and the slaves owed him allegiance as their sovereign. They bore his name. They were associated with his estate, but they refused to submit to his authority. That's the analogy. This describes those who claim to believe in Christ. They affirm the atonement. They affirm that he bought them with his death. They affirm that they belong to him. The word bought is agorazo, simply means to buy, to purchase. There are two ways to understand this apart from the analogy. The analogy simply says, unthinkably, unimaginably, having been bought by a master, they refuse to submit to his authority. In the spiritual dimension, you would ask the question, in what sense did Christ buy these false teachers? Two ways to view it. First of all, you can view it as universal provision for the redemption of sinners, even though they refuse it and are damned. As 1 John 2:2 says, he is not only the propitiation for our sins, but the sins of the whole world. And the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross was a sufficient purchase price to redeem all men. The price has been paid. In that sense, they have been bought. But I think there is a second sense in which we have to understand this, not only the sense of universal atonement or universal purchase made available, but there is also the sense that they have made an earthly identification with Christ's redemption so that they claim him as the one who bought them and they claim him as their redeemer, testifying that he indeed has bought them, and their word then is taken at face value. No matter what they say, though the price was paid in full for them, and though they say they are Christ's, they refuse to say yes to his sovereign lordship, and thus they are false teachers.